The sharing of joys and sorrows is something that I usually at this time of the service invite people to step forward or to write in the chat with news about milestones, joyful or sorrowful, that they're going through. In all of our lives, no doubt there have been in recent days both occasions for celebration and for tears. But aside from the sad news about Walter, I'm going to ask everyone this week to hold off the sharing of personal joys and sorrows. Next week, we will have our first ever virtual flower communion. Send pictures of flowers to Eric Lane Barnes, and we will make a flower communion to be remembered. It should be a perfect occasion for sharing on many levels. But today I feel the need to address a particular sorrow that affects everyone here. Indeed, everyone who loves America, everyone actually who's doing their best to grow their souls and learn how to love and respect others across the barriers of race and class and ethnicity. There's a slowly growing awareness in our country of how differently people of color and white people perceive and are perceived by one another, and of the different treatment that's dished out to our fellow citizens accordingly. This was made brutally clear last Monday when Minneapolis resident George Floyd got pulled out of his car by four police officers and pinned face down on the pavement. For nearly 5 minutes, he gasped, pleading, "I can't breathe," until he lost consciousness and, still choke-held for an additional 3 minutes, died. All for being accused of trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. Was it counterfeit? If it was, did he even know it was counterfeit? Whatever. George Floyd was Black. He found himself in the crossfire. He couldn't breathe, and it killed him. Perhaps some of you remember how 5 summers ago, a man in New York, Eric Garner, was trying to exploit a narrow economic niche selling cigarettes one at a time. It's against the law to do so, of minor consequence for sure, but illegal. When confronted by authorities, this unassuming Black man shrugged his shoulders and asked essentially if they could kind of cut him a break and let it go. Whereupon the unarmed Mr. Garner was abruptly thrown to the ground by several officers and put in a chokehold. 13 times he cried out, "I can't breathe." 13 times officers ignored his pleas before he started foaming at the mouth and then died. Like George Floyd, Eric Garner couldn't breathe, and it killed him. But these men are not the only ones who have died. There was an incident in South Los Angeles where a young Hispanic man, Jorge Azucena, was arrested and placed in lockdown, had an asthma attack, and was allowed to languish and die despite his repeated pleas for help. It's dispiriting, these kinds of things, very dispiriting, for sure. But there's something else I know. These three countrymen, George Floyd, Eric Garner, and Jorge Azucena, are not the only ones who cannot breathe. If you, too, are among those who cannot breathe in the face of injustice, please, with your audio turned off, of course, join me responsively whenever I cry out, "I can't breathe." The Trevor Martins, Michael Browns, Tamir Rices, and countless others in this country in similar situations, unarmed Blacks, young people killed in fatal police or neighborhood watch shooting. I can't breathe. Racial profiling, a natural enough inclination that needs to be drastically reformed. I can't breathe. violence against poor people, particularly poor people of color, including the undocumented and underage. I can't breathe. Unprecedented transfers of military equipment to police, turning some departments into virtual forces of occupation. I cannot breathe. The sad reality that every responsible Black or Brown parent has to have a conversation with their soon-to-be adolescent children, especially their sons, letting them know in no uncertain terms that they need to expect hostile suspicion and potential abuse from law enforcement authorities, and to be careful. They could easily get shot and killed. I can't breathe. The lack of community policing, replaced with something resembling a military occupation, and with it, the near impossibility of indicting law enforcement personnel for any crime, no matter how egregious or well documented on video. I can't breathe. When learning the truth, not the Gone with the Wind cover story about slavery, Jim Crow, and segregation, I can't breathe. Trade and immigration policies that have helped create refugees clamoring to immigrate because of economic devastation in their countries of origin. I can't breathe. Divide and conquer mentalities that limit or downright prohibit public consideration and discussion of how Americans could organize our economy on a more just and humane basis. I can't breathe. Redlining, sunset laws, and restrictive covenants that created a kind of Jim Crow light across our country, including in the Northwest, making it difficult or impossible for people of color to live where they would choose, even if they had the money to do so, and the remnants of which continue to this day. I can't breathe. Neighbors and otherwise kindly people who, despite their rosy intentions, perpetuate racist cultural norms by refusing to acknowledge the past wrongs that continue to linger, fester, and infect our body politic. I can't breathe. Congregants believing themselves to be liberal and progressive, who condemn worship services, sermons, and prayers focusing on difficult, unhappy subjects like racism, because they prefer a steady diet of upbeat, optimistic subjects that make them feel only good about themselves and their world. Subjects, by the way, their worship leaders would prefer to focus on too, were not the times and conditions in which we dwell so increasingly perilous. I cannot breathe. Resistance to the fact that Black lives matter, that the lives of people of color matter, that all lives matter, not just people we think are just like us because of their skin color and place of origin. I cannot breathe. O spirit of life and love, spirit of democracy, spirit at the heart of Unitarian Universalism, please hear my anguished prayer. Take us, all of us, out of this chokehold. Take our country out of this chokehold before we all start foaming at the mouth and our democratic experiment goes off the rails entirely and dies. Help us breathe. Help us help one another breathe again at long last, that we may rise up and live out the true meaning of our American creed, becoming a truly free people at last. May it be so. Amen.